Letter from Peking by Pearl S. Buck. Read by Bonnie Hurren. The year is 1950. The month is September, and the day the 25th. The place? It is this valley in the mountains of Vermont, where I was born and where I lived my childhood through. I have crossed the seas. I made my love's country my own. Then came war, and I was an alien in spite of love, and I returned again to the valley. Half an hour ago I walked down our country road, under the arch of maples, red and gold, to meet the postman. He comes only 3 times a week to this remote spot in the mountains of Vermont, and 3 mornings a week I wake early and restless. There is always the chance that a letter will come from Peking, a letter from Gerald. For months no letter has come, but this morning there was a letter. The postman singled it out and gave it to me. "Here's what you're waiting for," he said. I would not open it until he was gone. Then, alone in the lane, under the arching maple trees blazing with autumn fire, I opened the envelope. I knew, as I read, that I had been expecting this letter. No, rather, I knew that it could not surprise me. Nothing that Gerald does can surprise me, or shock me, or even hurt me. I have loved him. I do love him, and shall always love him. I read the letter over and over again. In the silent autumn air, no wind stirring, the bright leaves floated down. I could hear Gerald's